Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis. Good to be with you again. This should be an interesting recording because I don't remember what I've said in the first two videos. So it's also always possible that I'm just going to get on here and repeat everything I've said and just ride the wave. So if I do that, forgive me, but I'm going to try to touch some new ground, so we'll see. So the thing with this enlightenment is that the biggest thing of all probably is that we've been sold the idea, we've picked up the idea at least. I think we've been sold the idea, but certainly we get the idea that enlightenment is a one-shot deal. We just wake up and that's it. And you know, if you look at my stuff, even I can make it sound like that because, oh, come on, come to me and I can help wake you up. That's absolutely true, but that doesn't mean that you're going to experience awakening for every moment for the rest of your life. It's just not like that. Awakening, because of the awakening is not, I can help you with the event, but then there's still that process of which I can help you with too, but I can't eliminate of the process. So in other words, I mean, we get this idea that we're going to one moment be in total ignorance and the next moment we're going to wake up and be like Nisargadatta, and it just ain't going to happen, I can tell you that. I don't care how much context you have or how little context you have. We wake up to enlightenment the way it happens through this unit. We want to wake up the way that it happens through that unit. You know, because that's the unit that we so admire and that we want to be like, we want to emulate. But enlightenment doesn't actually emulate anything. Every single time it happens, it creates a different sort of perfect snowflake. On one level, every one of these units is different, and it's a perfect snowflake already. But when we add to that, or subtract from that, and end up with what appears to be an awakened individual, that happening is totally unique. It's unlike awakening that's ever occurred on this planet before. It doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of similar things about it. Doesn't mean that we're not even all talking about the same thing, but it means that we're talking about the same thing as we see it. So it may be in one way the same thing, but it's understood completely differently, and it's expressed completely differently. I mean, this is the thing, is that once I understand that I don't know what I am. I know that I am. I can report that I am, but I don't know what I am. And once I can understand that I don't know what I am, I suddenly recognize the fact that I don't know anything else either. I don't even know what should be going on here. You know, I get so there is the only way I can talk about enlightenment is the way that it's been expressed here and the way that I see it out in the world being expressed by others. And there are certain common things, but there are other things that are simply not common. Because if this conditioning was raised and brought up and woke up as a Christian, it's probably going to see things quite differently than, even though when we reach the level of the mystics, that there's a lot of agreement. There might be even more agreement than there is on disagreement, but there is still a certain way of understanding it through the technology that brought us there. Christianity is a technology. Well, Hinduism is a technology. Zen, if ever anything's a technology, is Zen. You know, so the way that we're presented these things, that what we're told to expect, what we're not told to expect, what we're told, you know, will come about, what will happen to us, what it means, the whole context of it, and what's going to happen tomorrow, and the thing is, if we've bought into the idea that it's enlightenment is one time, only one time, that I wake up and that's it. The problem is, if I don't get the whole thing once, I've got to do one of two things. I've got to say I didn't get it, or I can say I got it, and this is as far as I'm going because I already got it and I don't need to go any further. And both of those things come with serious limitations. It's not going to let us stay away from it forever. If we got it, we can declare we didn't get it as much as we want, but sooner or later, it's going to make us eat those words. So this process, the event, that's actually, for instance, in this teaching, that's what a DPS, a direct pointing session or an awakening session. That's what that's all about, really, is helping to bring about that event. Because once that, when there is an event, which is most of the time, when there is an event, it's the most important thing that will ever happen to you in your spiritual experience. I think your spiritual life and your spiritual career. Because once that door is open, now we got a crack. Now that we can begin to practice authentic spirituality. I don't mean that other spirituality isn't devoted. I don't say that it has no value, but I'm saying that it can't actually be directed. As long as there's a me here that is practicing my spiritual way and I'm on my spiritual path and this is the way that it's done and all that, it's not authentic spirituality. It just isn't. I mean, it may be wonderful, and please have at it. Again, don't believe my beliefs instead of yours. Use my beliefs to test yours, to look at yours. Are you willing to look at what you believe? Are you really willing to look at what your ideas are about enlightenment? I look at some of the comments on the internet and I'm blown away. Just blown away. I mean, there's just so many absurd concepts about what enlightenment is and how enlightenment people should be and da-da-da-da-da-da, and I use that word lightly, of course, you strict non-dualists. But it's absurd. And when you take a position like that, the problem is that position that you're taking about enlightenment is going to keep you from experiencing enlightenment. It just is. Because what you're saying is enlightenment works like this, that's the way mine's going to work. And nothing's going to work until it happens like that. And if something does happen, I'm going to make it contrived to make it fit into that little box. And I do so at my own peril. So I don't know if this helped or not. Sure hope so. Come see us at awakeningclaritynow.com. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.